Welcome to Primary Attribute, we're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian, I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hi, my name's Adam. I play as a pair of fox folk that they look very similar to each other, and they have the same name. They're both named Vons, but one is Nacho Flavor and the other is Cool Ranch. We all use the he, him pronouns, and today both Vonses, well, they're in the same big combat thing, and time is moving very slowly today.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is just working on killing some shadows.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use, I'm currently melded with Sidroa, the goo creature. We are known together as Weldroa, and we'll take any pronouns you want to throw at us, including it. And I use they, them pronouns. And Weldroa is in a world of hurt, so we're trying to figure out what to do next.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold pilot. We all use he, him pronouns. And Grix is, we're both piloting. Everyone's piloting. But Grix is coming back up to deal with stuff.
Yeah. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well.
We think it makes us feel good about what we do. We haven't had anybody say nothing for a while.
We are starved for praise. This is
we're starving.
Actually, Ian's mother reached out. there were things said. I mean, you know.
Ian's mother reached out to admonish Ian for putting Lucky in danger 2 episodes ago.
You know, it was feedback.
It was appreciated and extremely funny.
I mean, whatever Ian's mom can do to sway the dice in the name of our favorite fox folk protagonist.
He's Which not is... a protagonist.
Because nah. I had a dunk on the Vonses.
I mean, kind of a protagonist.
Yeah, she's more of a protagonist than the Vonses are. Well, at least one of the Vonses.
Anyway, Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Sure, I'll do the recap. Yeah. Last time we were in the middle of a really big battle, so I'm not going to tell you everything that happened because a lot of things happened. Everybody did 2 individual things.
Woo.
Woo. Jesse fought a tiger. Steamboat Willie did save Lucky. Grix situated the arcs to drop into the arcs hole. Nacho Cheese Vons glued a minotaur to itself. Steamboat Willie used a sun grenade against an giant eagle and rider. And created the greatest album cover of all time in real life. Cool Ranch Vons put an acid jar into the workings of a catapult so that it will not work next time. Weldroa lost their head, which was caught by Rune, to possibly be thrown back to the rest of the body this session. And that's basically it. We're fighting. We're fighting, you guys.
Yeah, you're fighting. All right. So we join our characters in for a battle already in progress. How things are going. So you all have more or less taken out the first wave of enemies. There's a few stragglers left to clean up. And you're still dealing with catapults. It is pouring rain out on these fine plazas. There's 6 of them. 2 rows of 3. Each about the size of a football field. And don't worry, there will be no maps. But yeah, so it seems like the corruption has been airdropping troops in giant wooden boxes, some of which you caught on fire, much to their chagrin. There have been ropers that have been carried overhead, attached to bits of those boxes to grab people up into the air. And yeah, so far, Jesse is on the front lines, along with Weldroa's armor, question mark? Whatever is currently inside there. And Cool Ranch Vons, who is currently at the very front of the arcs, You know, to your left, a beautiful steep drop with a railing in between. To your right, a corrupted wolfman who is one of the crew members on the catapult. Most of the catapults are still getting ready to fire again. And Grix, you're kind of over top the, or Grix, Steamboat, you're kind of over top the front line right now. OG Vaunt, you had scrambled up a column, like an old fallen column, to get a little bit to the side and above where the door is, so you could have a better angle on throwing things. So you're perched up there. And then Grix, you are currently coming out of the door that is closest to where OG Vaunt is. So you'll be within, if you actually ran and scrambled, you could make it up to where Vaunt is this round if you can find him, because due to the pouring rain, visibility is bad, and you don't have any particular reason to believe that Vaunt would have gone and climbed up and out. But you do know you didn't see him. You have a hard time seeing over people's heads, but you've gotten a pretty good sense for crowds. You do know you didn't see OG Vaunt when you were running out of command. So, all right. Everybody roll initiative.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to go around the table. Jesse, what'd you get?
8.
Okay. Vaunt?
Oh, well, one of us got a 6. Forgot there's two of us. How do I forget there's two of us?
I think the first one is always,
Nacho first. I stick to that even when it sucks. And Cooler Ranch got an 8.
It's true. Nachos are a good appetizer.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes.
Well, Drola.
7.
All right.
Nachos are not the best first date.
Grixen.
An 8 for Grix and a 4 for Steamboat.
Because they're messy.
Depends on the kind of first date.
Well, any first date with Vaunt is messy, so it adds up.
I mean, I think Vaunt on his first date with Green ended up crying in the dumpster.
Yeah, no context needed.
I don't remember that, but sure. Quite possibly.
I don't remember the crying, but... or why.
I don't remember why, but I do remember that he was, like, causing a very intense scene because... Erisine was also on her first date with Photios at that point. Was that a first date? That might not have been Erisine and Photios' first date. That might have been their second date.
It was a date episode, though.
It was a date episode.
Date pair of episodes? I don't know.
Oh, anyway. That was definitely several episodes, actually. Yeah. Thinking about it.
I just remember editing and music. All right.
Be hard to start a date episode right now. Vaunt looks longingly across a field of people fighting each other.
Asking himself, can love bloom on the battlefield? All right. Up first. Jesse, you see this happen. The armor.
Oh, God.
Straightens itself back up and seems slightly disoriented. And then, well, you saw the helmet go away, and there's currently not much visible where the helmet used to be. But
that doesn't mean much.
Whatever's in there goes and, hits the creature, hits the tiger in front of it with two giant tentacle slap arms.
Go, Sidroa!
Sidroa's out of retirement, baby. Doesn't mean I have to not roll shit. I only roll shit once. Congratulations to me. And that is just enough. All right, Jesse, you see these tentacle arms. One of them slaps out, grabs it by the neck. The other one appears to not get a grip like it wanted, but then it just... squeezes and shakes. And the corrupted tiger falls to the side, dead.
Cool.
The two corrupted infantry that are still up from the people that have attacked you are feeling real good about their chances right now, I'm sure. Jesse, you're up.
Great. How far away is my spear?
About 15 feet to your left and forward a bit. So you can get there in a round.
And is anything close to me?
There's a corrupted infantry person that you... batted off contemptuously previously when it tried to attack you. However, the soldiers next to you can fall on it and keep it busy and or kill it while you go and grab your spear.
Yeah. So my movement is 30. Does that mean that if I go and grab the spear, like, is anything near the spear also?
Not super near. If you wanted to throw it, which I realize is probably the exact opposite of what you want to
do. I don't want to do that. Yeah.
Then nothing is near the spear right now. You'd be kind of in the space between the two catapult crews and otherwise the two front lines have engaged with each other.
If I attack the infantry thing that's near me, Does that mean that I can go over to the spear in the same round?
I think so.
Okay, great. I would like to attack that infantry with Dad, is that you?
All right.
That is a 24 to hit. Oh, say it. Sorry. That is a 26 to hit because of the shadow.
That is high enough.
Great. And then 11 damage.
Okay, you go and you chop down into this thing, like deep into its shoulder. As you yank the weapon out, it staggers back and you're able to slip around it. It's still up, but you're able to slip around it and get to the spear.
Great. I will pick up the spear and just put it back on my back.
Okay. Just magnetizes there like a Dragon Age character weapon. All right.
I think she has like a way of like twirling it so that she can like shove it down into its holster.
Swanky. I like it.
Yeah, she's very badass.
Hell yeah. All right. Cool Ranch Vaughns.
Yo.
You sense somewhere behind you. Someone is being very cool right now.
No, that's my job.
That's right. Right now, you are waiting for a catapult. You are currently invisible. You are between a catapult, a couple of catapult crew members, like basically one to your left, one to your right. The catapult itself is in front of you, but you're staying back against that rail where nothing can get to you, and you're waiting to see if the catapult gets destroyed.
Looking rad as hell despite my invisibility.
Yeah. Do you want to delay until the catapult goes?
I want to clear the catapult because if it fails catastrophically enough, there might be splinters or something. So okay. Or maybe it'll misfire. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Make a move silently check.
Okay. Well, my move silently roll is a 4, but I get to add a bunch of numbers to that. Probably a bunch of numbers. Well, his level adds a good... He's at 12, right? We're all at 12?
Yep.
This number's just wrong. Fixing the character sheet. Wait, is this the right? Yes, this is the right. Vaughns. the 12 puts it up to 16, and then he's got...
you have your dex mod.
His dex mod, that adds 1, so 17, and then he's got his... animal aspects that push him up another 2, I believe.
Yeah, I think Foxhole gives you a +2.
Yeah, right. So that puts him up to 19.
All right, you slip away. The drumming rain, the creaks of catapults, the screams and clashing of steel. I'll help cover up your still incredibly silent movement.
Yeah, like, why even so quiet? You sneaky as it is.
So, where are you going?
So something he sensed behind him also being cool?
Just that Jesse was being cool with the way I put away my spear.
If you want, you can zip on over to be next to Jesse.
I think what he might do... is Jesse currently engaged in combat?
No.
Okay, I'd hate to distract her.
But here's what I would like to remind everyone of.
What?
In big battles... It's really cool to stay kind of close-ish to people who can help you.
It's easier to frame the shot when you fight back-to-back with each other.
Yes.
Sure.
Although we do have to put Cool Ranch Vaughns on an apple crate.
Yeah. It's fine.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to... So he's just going to sidestep a little so that he's like behind one of these guys who is at the catapult.
Okay.
And then back up further into Jesse if he can, and then let her know politely, "Hey, it's me. I'm invisible." The catapult, I wrecked it, but it might go off. We have to scoot out of.
You are safely away from the catapult by the time you get to Jesse.
Just don't get closer to the catapult. Just don't worry about those guys just yet.
Okay, I won't.
Neat.
All right. So you slip.
How's it going
out
over here?
Flip around the guy. Yeah. Okay.
Looks like you got that guy.
No.
No.
No. I didn't actually kill that guy.
Oh.
I believe in my comrades, though. I think that he'll die next time they have a turn.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's a team effort. One of them yells as 4 people put spears into this guy.
Yes.
He goes down.
Good job, guys.
I think something happened to Weldroa, though, because they didn't use magic this time. The latest thing they didn't use magic, so...
Yeah, there's a little less fire coming out from over there than I would have expected.
Yeah. Anyway, that might mean nothing.
I don't think I've ever really seen her, like, really fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
Hmm.
Talking is a free action.
It is.
Yeah. What happens when Goo fights?
Slappy arms, like how Grix does.
Oh.
Have you ever seen Grix fight?
Assuredly.
But Cool Ranch?
Cool Ranch? Maybe not.
I mean, no, I've seen...
On the surface together some, right?
I've seen Steamboat get into a fight, but it was mostly just yelling.
Well...
It's a fight with his mom, first day of college.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've seen him fighting around the schoolyard before, but, you know.
What's a schoolyard?
Oh, right. You guys, there's got to be school up here, right?
Well, yeah, but we don't have really yards, so.
There's probably a play area, but yeah.
It's yeah.
Not open space.
So, like... I think it's like not so much like a yard like in front of a house. Oh, you don't really have those either. But
no, there's some in the Gemwood.
Oh, like with like yeah, where the plants are.
No, yeah. Like where the rich people are. Like where Frymeath used to live there.
Sure.
Oh, and Aramith, you met her.
Yeah, yeah. I really should have cased those joints better. That seems like where all the money is.
You are correct. Hey, ooh. Grix.
Yeah.
You go, you run through you pull to the side real quick as you're running out to let some people with a stretcher in. It looks like someone's leg got crushed.
Uh-oh.
Who knows what could have caused that. And you squeeze by before the guards reclose the door, and you're out in the pounding rain. And you see there's fighting on the front lines, there's box on fire, and you see a bunch of iron balls that are around the front wall of the arcs, and some of them definitely hit the door, you would guess, and you're seeing a bunch of people awkwardly shuffle their formations so the iron ball does not roll into them before it comes to a full and complete stop. Make a wisdom check to get a better feel for the situation and where your friends are.
And a witch bonus roll?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Okay. 22.
Okay. You go, you look around, you're not sure exactly how the overall battle is going, except that you don't see a ton of enemies right now, but you're also at the very back.
All right, so we're winning.
Clearly. You do catch that Vaughn's. There's one of the oldest columns, looks like fell over at some point, and everyone was like, well, it's stable. And that OG Vaughn's is up there, a scramble away, about 30 feet above you, and a little bit to your right.
Was I looking for him specifically?
No, you just know where he is.
Okay, okay.
You're pretty sure, based on the battle plan, that most of the rest of your friends are up at the front line. And Steve,
yeah, I'll head to the front line. Front line makes most sense.
Okay. Do you want to sprint?
Yeah.
Okay. You make it about halfway through the battlefield up to the front line. You're at the end of this round. You're starting to head down the stairs from the upper plaza to the lower plaza.
Okay. Sweet.
You do slip and slide a little bit. It is raining extremely hard, and the water has started collecting pretty badly on the plaza. It's also extremely windy. And you feel like it is starting to pick up and the rain is starting to rain heavier, even in the short time you've been out here. All right. It's catapult time. Okay. So, the most important catapult of all, the one in all our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
The one that Cool Ranch Vaughn's put some acid in the works of.
Mm-hmm.
It is, it's fully put down. It's fully cranked back. It's locked. It's loaded. You see them adjusting the aim a slight bit. And then, seconds before it fires, you hear this horrible groaning wood noise as something goes wrong in the interior, and instead of the cup flipping up to throw the iron ball, the rest of the mechanism breaks off at the base, and the throwing arm essentially breaks out of its locking and flips over and falls off the back of the arcs.
Whoa.
Amazing. Well, I guess
the front of the arcs. Okay. So that one doesn't work no more.
Irreparable!
Yeah. They're going to be so embarrassed.
Maybe we should just go home. We're not very good at this.
That's clearly the feeling they're going to have.
Yeah.
Does Vons have time to... Sorry, my brain's got... It's sleepy. It's got lots of holes in it this morning. Jesse, that's her name. Does Vons have time to tell Jesse, like, elbow her and say, see, I did that. He'd be very proud of himself.
Yeah, man. Great job.
Yeah, that's not nearly satisfying enough. He's going to really go find another catapult.
I don't know what to tell you, man. Wow. Jesse is very straightforward in a battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you did a thing. Good job. We're all doing stuff.
Cool Ranch craves banter.
Yeah.
Barking up the wrong tree.
Sorry. Especially in battle.
Yeah, I see you're busy. All right, I'll go find another catapult.
I mean, it's good. Thank you. Bye.
you can clean these guys up, right?
For sure. All right,
I'm going to go find another catapult.
All right.
If Jesse had any way to know how to say this, she would say congerts.
Yeah, I'm realizing Vaughn's, at least Cool Ranch, probably hasn't felt a hell of a lot of pride in his life. He's one of those guys.
Aw, buddy.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, he's real excited about that. Because, of course he is. Because he's still, like, learning about himself.
I added to my notes, Cool Ranch Vaughn's very proud.
All right. Catapults go off. Several of them shoot. Inaccurately, Grix, you're nearby. You see a lot of them hit the walls around because your spell, you know, is making the front door look like just the rest of the wall. So they're having to aim with roughly where it goes.
Sure.
However, you also can see exactly where the actual door is. And you see four giant cast iron balls hit into it. And you see some pretty severe cracks starting to form.
Okay.
So they haven't broken through yet, but...
Fair. I mean, they'll eventually do it.
Yeah, you guess. Make an intelligence check to use your engineering knowledge to guess roughly how much durability it has left.
Hi. 27? 27.
You would think it's about... They're about a third of the way to breaking it down.
Okay.
All right. Well, Drola.
Mm-hmm. Or am I wealthy? Am I alone in my...
You do not feel Cedrola around.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, wealthy. You're up.
So, how much of me
no,
is
Cedrola is stored in all of the rest of the body except the head.
Ah.
That doesn't make a lot of sense, but okay.
Some sort of distributed creature.
Yeah. So how big am I? Big enough to fit into the helmet, which isn't very big.
You're about the size of a skull and some goop that's on top of it, so. Total volume, I don't know. Basketball? Soccer ball?
Volleyball.
This is like silly volleyball. Putty where if you pull it slowly it just stretches, but you can like yank it and
kinda, yeah.
I didn't want to be in the helmet to be yeeted over to the armor, right?
You just specifically said that no one needed to carry you over and someone offered to throw you.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll get yeeted. I need to get over there and figure out what's going on, so.
Okay, so you asked the person who's carrying you to yeet you.
Yeet me over to my, okay, wait a second. Who's carrying me?
Rune is currently the one holding you. Aramith is also nearby.
Can I get Aramith to yeet me?
Sure.
Okay.
You get passed off to Aramith and we'll be taken over on her turn.
Okay.
Or at least she'll try.
Really? Okay, thank you. I haven't been alone for a while, so it feels weird.
You can watch whatever you want on TV. You can order food. It's going to be great. All right. OG Vons.
Mm-hmm.
Having learned the unique joy of friendly fire, what do you do next?
Yeah, that was pretty cringeworthy.
Sorry, rocks are still in range if you want to try again, but there is a consequence to missing.
Well, we're just going to try it again, and this time we won't miss. Right. In fact...
You should keep track of your sun grenades, because no one has that many of them.
Does his first shot inform him as to how to better make the next shot?
Not a lot, because there's a moving target, but I'll say it gives you a +1.
Okay. Hey! Worth asking. But yeah, we're totally going to take a second shot at this. Sun grenade in the sandwich, my bob.
Oh, yes, the common phrase.
Yeah. I mean, it's all labeled. So I roll to attack.
Yep.
Ooh. Well, 12 on the die. That's better than half. So we add the base to hit to that, I assume.
Yeah. I think it's 4 for you these days.
Gotta go to his sheet. I've got a plus 6 on here.
Oh, hell yeah. All right.
So, yeah, that's right. Does he add dex for ranged weaponry?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a 12 plus a 7. That puts it at a 19. I don't think he gets to add anything else.
Well, you get that extra plus 1, so it comes to 20.
20!
All right, you hit.
Hooray!
So you do one shit ton of damage. I believe it's 12d6?
Wow.
That's what we
Ouch! That yeah, so, sounds correctish.
Yeah, because I think it's 3d6 damage normally, and then against the corruption, it's times 4.
Yes. So,
all right.
Oh, cool. So he did way less damage than that to his own people. We didn't even hear those dice roll.
He probably only killed like one person. Depends on if he hit the militia or not.
There they go. Well, it popped out at the bottom with a 43. That's a lot of numbers.
Yeah. Imagine if we were doing this at traditional tabletop dice, the greatest math game of all time.
We've all got a bunch of, like a big wad of D6, right? Like, often like the little tiny ones that are impossible to read.
At one point we were playing the Star Wars RPG, and that's all D6s, I think. And we had to gather all of our D6s into like one container so that we would have them available.
Yeah. Vons, you go, you shoot. You can only hit one of the two rocks. No, wait, this is carrying the catapult thing, so they're closer together. You basically hit right in the middle, so you can hit both. What does it look like when you kill two rocks with a sun grenade?
Oh, you don't want to look directly at it. That's a terrible idea. So no, you have to get like a colander and a piece of paper, and then you like look like you arrange them somehow so that it's like reflecting onto it, or you get those like super dark glasses.
I mean, you're just trying to kill two rocks with one sun.
Uh-huh.
Well, yep. All right, you go, you pull out your alchemy kit's little colander and paper somehow, and intervening 1 second, hold it up, there's a real bright flash, you look back, there are
something happened.
No more rocks. You see the outside of them, like their vague silhouette, wreathed in sunlit flame for a second, and then they're just gone, and the box lid they were carrying falls to earth. Bunch of people scrabble out of the way and then fall in on their ropers, who are suddenly going, all my tentacles are full. How will I fight back? And the answer is get smashed by hammers.
Oh, that's so lucky.
Yeah, so you've saved a bunch of people, although it looks like some of them took some pretty hard falls because they were pretty high up, but they weren't carried off by ropers, so they're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Grix, you see a mass injury event happen closely in front of you.
What happens when a roper with its like little ropes out accidentally hit something with its little ropes?
It would still stick and it would still start dragging stuff in, but
yeah, so
you can only really hold one creature at a time, so even if you draped a bunch of roper ropes across people, it wouldn't be able to drag them all in.
Oh, okay, so there's no like roper katamari situation happening.
No,
it's just yeah
we'll
figure out how to make that happen someday.
Live the dream. Need
more glue or something.
All right, so you're all set unless you want to move. I'm also going to say, because you were looking away, you do see Crix in the crowd below you.
All right.
He has emerged.
In a crowd?
Well, you see, you're part of an army.
Yeah, but Grix is frequently, like, kind of...
Oh, that's right. He was running. So you see Grix running away. By which you mean running towards the front. Running away from your current position.
Oh, he's running...
He's running toward the front line.
Running toward the front line.
Running into danger.
Yeah.
It's a thing that some people do.
I feel proud for Grix, and a little worried for him. Very worried for him.
Aw. All right.
Go, little buddy.
Aramith has been told to throw Wealthy back to her armor. Aramith looks down at you and says, sweetie, no.
Okay.
And jogs forward through the ranks and ends up between where Jesse was, like on the front line between where Jesse was and the armor. So Lucky on our left, the armor on the right. Wealthy, your armor's looking awfully animate. It's extremely rude of it, honestly.
It's obviously damaged.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But something's still moving it.
Well, it must be Sidroa because it's not in my head. Can the helmet be attached to the armor?
Probably, but Aramith isn't able to do it as part of this round. I just had her roll a check and she didn't make it.
Okay.
She's not encountered this device before, and it's hard enough to make stuff slot back together when it's not broken.
And you're not in the middle of a battle.
Yeah. All right. There was a one more of the corrupted infantry next to you, but the squad next to you takes it on and keeps it tangled up and honestly takes it down. All right. It's Lucky's turn. Lucky scrambles up the back of the armor.
Uh-huh.
Tells Aramith, give it here. Thunks it on. And then, you know the smell of the Bond's Lucky family glue. Your helmet is glued back on. Your armor recovers 2 hit points. So you're now at 2 out of 30, and you're back. Do you feel the goo you're in slide together with the goo that's in there? The skeleton, or the skull, attached roughly to the neck. And Sidra says, welcome back.
Yay! Hi!
Congratulations on not getting killed.
Thank you. I don't know how it didn't happen. I was not aware that I was occupying the head and you were the rest of the body. I was trying
to retreat, but was not fast enough. And,
didn't pull me with you?
Your piece of the mind space was getting dragged down last. Apologies.
Okay. So you're able to control the body better? Should we
differently?
All right, well, we were told that that once the body was damaged to the point that it is, that we wouldn't be able to do anything with it, but you're strong enough to move it, you know, without having magic connected with it.
It appears to provide less protection, and I'm not sure about the aim on the shoulder weapon, but we can still use it, yes.
Okay, that's good. Do you want me to stay here so that I can, so that you can do what you need to do, or...?
That may result in our control being unbalanced, but we can try it.
Okay,
yes.
Then let's...
Just know that the head is at risk, because you will be using that to see out.
And you can't see out of it. Okay.
I do not require a single point of vision like you do.
Okay.
You spent your whole life with eyes.
Well, that's true. Although I don't have eyes right now, so, you know.
It takes a while to unlearn, I imagine.
Or you have an infinite number of eyes.
Keep in mind, I'm usually entwined with someone, not hosting them. So this is new territory for both of us.
Very. Especially, yes, very, very new territory. Okay, well, it's good to know that we've got control of the body, and I'll still be able to cast spells once something interesting happens to us.
All right. Steamboat.
Yep.
You blew up an eagle.
Yep.
There is a second one still around.
All right. I will swoop around and try to come in for an attack on that second one.
Make a piloting check to catch up and ride the winds properly.
Sure.
It's getting real dicey in these skies.
Uh-oh. 22.
All right. You go. You manage to catch the wind with your glider and your suit. And use that to gain a bunch of speed before you turn back into more aerodynamic and bear down on the eagle and its rider. What would you like to do?
Probably just a scythe attack.
Okay. Roll your attack roll. You are using your, using your intelligence because it's piloting check.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's really good. Intelligence plus base to hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 24.
All right.
I rolled a 19.
You hit.
Okay, great. And my sides do... 7 damage.
Okay.
That was not much. On my way back, I'm probably going to try to do a Burning Hands. Although that's not much more than that. Anyway.
There you go. You say through. Mm-hmm. You catch the eagle on its wing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems shaken.
Mm-hmm.
The rider turns their attention to you, and then for some supernatural reason, it appears to slide away to the army below.
Oh.
Because kobolds. Kobolds have lowest priority combat target.
Sure. Fair.
All right. Speaking of which, it's that guy's turn.
Uh-huh.
Goes, swoops down towards the very rear line, and Grix, you see a little moat, or Steamboat, you see a little moat of flaming red zip out from an outstretched hand and collide with I guess we'll see if it's the front door. Glide to the right of the front door and explode in a fireball. Squad Very gets cool. a deck save. They fail. So you see it go and it catches the squad that was closest to that wall. And they're rolling and trying to be not on fire anymore.
That was our squad?
That was the friendly squad, yes.
Oh, okay. Oops.
Yeah, sorry. It's not your fault. It's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So something's casting fireball.
Yes.
The bird. Bird rider.
The bird rider.
Bird rider casting fireball.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Okay. So your particular spot of the battlefield settles down. There was one more archer in that group that you were fighting, but it gets arrowed by the back line. Though the wind's picking up, so they probably won't be able to pull that again. It's not quite bad enough that no shots will work, but you're going to start rolling at penalties because the wind and the rain. And there is a... And the catapult crew, Cool Ranch Fawns, you see them apparently decide that they are in fact going to fuck off.
Ah.
They, in complete silence, bail over the side of the arcs.
Oh. How far up are we now?
Very fatally far. A few thousand feet still.
This gives Vaughns weird feelings. Like, whoa, that's dark.
Still like over 100 feet or whatever.
Well, over 100 feet. I think for the actual level you're on, that's still probably a few thousand feet up. The arcs is very, has a lot of bottom.
Yeah, so you're
still a few thousand feet up. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe they have those big trampolines that firefighters use. I realize they aren't trampolines.
Or some kind of magic wings or something. Maybe they outtook Featherfall. I don't, maybe that just comes with the smoke. I hope.
The smoke becomes a parachute. It's very handy.
I hope not.
That's dark.
But all right. After they do that, so the rain is pounding harder than it was before. There are more lightning strikes, though none of them seem to have decided to hit the arcs yet. Though your shield is down, so it's a very real possibility. And there's a lot of metal out here. visibility is limited to 20 feet, which is why the big giant shape coming out from the clouds above you gets so close before you fully see it. Although you hear one of the battlefield commanders yelling to everyone to duck as a dragon comes down out of the clouds.
That's always a good sign.
Goes in low over the army and goes up to roughly in front of the door, flaps its wings a couple times, and points its mouth straight down and breathes fire all over the squads that were posted there.
Huh.
OG Vaughns, you're at a good place to get a view of this.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not in front of the door right now.
I'm going to say, this actually hit like the plaza in front of the door, but just in front.
Uh-huh.
So you see a circle of military units who didn't get out of the way in time who are now crispy critters.
Well, fuck.
And dead. All right. And with that, new round.
And with new round.
New initiative.
New initiative roll.
Ooh.
Kind of peckish, actually. I should go make myself a batch of initiative rolls. It's quick rising dough.
Rises in 10 seconds. All right.
Last one, you ready?
Jesse, where are you at?
10.
Nice. Grixen.
Grix got a 7. Steamboat got an 8.
All right. Wealthy.
5.
And Bonsai.
So a 4 and a 9 as Nacho and Clurinch, respectively.
Okay. Jesse, you're up first. The area of the battlefield you're in, at least as far as you can see, which is admittedly not very far right now, appears to be empty of enemies. There's the whole dragon situation, but it will take a while to get back that way.
Did I see the fireball be cast from
you know something fiery exploded at the door before the dragon came over?
Did Jesse like see where it came from, or do I have to do a check for that?
I'm gonna say right before the rain fully became limited visibility. You know enough to know that the things on the back of the eagle appear to be casting, and from the angle you would guess it came from, you saw like the little moat just well enough to be able to guess that it came from that eagle flyer.
Okay, and I can still see the eagle flyer, or
yes,
no?
Although it's on the opposite end of the battlefield from you at this point, because it's over the rear.
Gross. Okay, and how far away would that be? Can you just remind me of how big the battlefield is?
Basically going 2 football field widths, and I did have to look this up. You're looking at about like 170 feet of distance to kind of get where the dragon is and where the eagle flyer is and all that.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like around me to fight, right?
Right. The catapult crew bailed out. The guardians took care of the few random things that were still up, including, I think, that tiger, now that I think about it. No, wait. Well, Sadroa killed the tiger. So anyway, yeah. So currently there is nothing going on right next to you.
I'm not sure if I should like just ready myself for whatever's coming next or try and go help fight the dragon.
From your knowledge of battlefield tactics, it's unlikely they will have stopped attacking the front line.
Yeah.
So it's probably better to ready yourself for whatever okay. happens next.
I'll sheath, Dad, is that you? And I'll take out a bow. I'll take out my bow and ready it to attack anything that comes within 110 feet of myself for okay.
I'm going to say with this. That, actually, you can, because that's such a distance, you can shoot one of the catapult crew that's reloading the catapult to your left, or like to your line's left, because there were several catapults dropped.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, I'll try and attack one of those okay. catapult crew with the bow and arrow.
Roll an attack roll.
Well, I rolled a 2 plus.
I say, but you add an obscene number of things.
Plus 13 plus 2, so that's 17. 17 total.
All right, you hit.
Great, and damage is. Plus 2, that's 8, and that was my third plus 1 of the day.
Okay, so you do 8 damage to one of the crew members. Your arrow sinks into its shoulder, but you see it reach up with its other hand, snap it off, and keep going. That said, it hurt, but you just haven't taken it down.
Huh.
Alright, Cool Ranch Fawns.
Yo.
There is currently nothing within running distance of you.
Nothing? You can run pretty fast.
The next thing you'd be going after is the catapult crew, and that's more than a move away. Or you could run up to it, but you wouldn't be able to attack. Like, you'd be sprinting.
Yeah, sure. I mean, disabling that last one seemed like a great idea, and the less of those we have going at the gates, the longer they'll hold out against the dragon.
Very true. All right.
And, yeah, don't feel like taking on a dragon all at once just yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe we'll work our way up to that, I don't know.
You go and you sprint. I assume off in the direction of the one that Jesse was firing at.
Yeah. Oh, do I get to pass by Jesse?
I mean, you were right next to her anyway, so yes.
You've been next to Jesse the whole time.
Oh, good.
Conversation.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go get this one now.
Jesse doesn't acknowledge it.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
She doesn't see the point.
Yeah, you just hear his voice, like, trailing off as he gets closer to the catapult.
Okay.
He's very excited about this.
Yeah. It's not that Jessie's not supportive. She just doesn't see the point.
Yeah, she's like, she's working.
Jessie is working right now.
Yeah. That'd be like, you're at the front line of McDonald's and you just made another hamburger. All right, dude.
Yeah.
Way to go. Fries are done.
Aramith posts up to, or Aramith goes and grabs a past bottle of glue from Lucky and grabs a random shield from one of the fallen infantry creatures.
All right.
Glues it onto the front of the mech, healing you for 4 more damage.
So we can just pile things on?
Today they can, yes.
Them to heal them?
To some extent. There's a maximum. It can only get healed up to half of its total HP.
Okay.
And it probably doesn't fix the broken stats, but it gives you some HP back. So. Various things are still messed up, but you still get some of your bonus HP. But it has to be mend or glue or other clever ideas.
Oh yeah, I'm supposed to go down there and mend. That's what Grix is doing on his next turn.
It's Rune's turn. Rune is going to wait and see what the hell is happening next, because she has 2 things she can do, so she's just going to drop herself down to the bottom of the round. The catapults will get reloaded, but none of them can fire this round. Steamboat!
Steamboat will keep on that... that rock eagle with the pilot who's being mean, and do some burning hands.
Okay.
I didn't have the book pulled up because I'm a bad player.
It's 1d2 plus 1 per level.
That's right.
So 12d2 plus 12.
The normal amount of dice to roll.
Yeah. I'm going to say that you were already on this thing's tail, so you can...
Oh, I rolled so bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You rolled 12.
No.
24. How can you tell?
13.
I rolled a 15. That's pretty bad. I rolled 15, so plus 12, 27.
Well, so it failed its reflex save.
All right.
Dexterity save, so...
Toasty.
You go, you flame it, you see them try to dive out of the way. But there's kind of a dragon there, so like... Yeah, basically both of you end up flying low over this dragon. You see a little bit of your flame lick the dragon's back. It's hard to tell with the corruption around it, but you think it doesn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
But the eagle's wings are definitely on fire for a hot second. Same with the thing's clothes before the rain puts it out. But you would guess that they're pretty worn down at this point.
Sweet.
All right. Grix, you're up.
All right, I'm going to go mend Wealthy.
Okay. You run on up the rest of the way, and at the very end of your movement, you cast Mend.
A single tiny crack seals.
Roll 1d4.
Wow, that's it? Okay. Now that's fair.
You can get some specialty spells that are better.
At Ooh, this, four. But...
Okay.
Well, yeah, there we
four
go.
More hit points. Okay.
So how many hit points healed is that?
I think up to a total of 10. Yeah, your mech is still considered broken, but it is. So the AC is
It's armor now.
Yeah. Yeah. AC is down a little bit, and more importantly, that extra weapon is going to have some pretty nasty penalties to being used, but it is semi-functional. It's also slower. Yeah, because Sidro is dragging the thing. All right. So Grix, you did a patch job. The maximum that mech can get healed is up to 15, so Lucky's going to do one more heal. You do another 3, so your mech is up 13 out of 30. And then Lucky's going to wait for the next big thing to happen. Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn. There are no obvious threats in front of you. The dragon is on the other side of the battlefield. There's a lot of yelling going on over there.
So we're together now and we're fixed. Everybody, thank you. What does the battle look like right now?
So you have mostly the front lines are engaged at this point. You guys have cleared out your front line and destroyed the catapult. There is a catapult. You know, down to your left and down to your right. Jesse and Cool Ranch Vons are attacking the one to the left. But it's a good
you
distance away.
You can't see Cool Ranch Vons, though.
Yeah, and the visibility is pretty bad. So, you know from previously there's a catapult over there. Aiming might get a little interesting. but, overall the front line appears to essentially have itself handled at this point. So, like, nothing next to you needs reinforcements.
Do we have a dimension door or a teleport open to the backside where the other contingent
Unless you
of
brought
wizards
one,
is?
No.
No. Well, that's dumb. We should have opened one.
Teleportation circles aren't particularly discriminating about who uses them.
All right. I'm going to let Lucky know what I'm doing. I'm going to use dimension door to go to the back of the mountain to see what's going on with the...
How
with
far
the,
does Dimension Door go?
Far does Dimension Door go? My range is 450 feet, which is not going to get me anywhere. Never mind.
It will actually get you to the back line.
Will it?
Yep.
We're 450 feet away from the back door?
Of the mountain, do you mean?
Yes.
Because there's... Okay, that's across a mountain. You can't get there.
Yeah,
you can get
to I where can't the do dragon that. Is. I can't... I can what with the dragon?
You can get to where the dragon is. You can get to the back ranks of the people defending the front door just fine. You cannot get across to the mountain.
Okay.
You guys assigned a bunch of people back there, so hopefully they're handling themselves.
Hopefully they are. I wanted to know whether or not they needed any help.
You should not worry about whether the people on the back of the mountain need help.
Well, okay. Then I am going to bring down Lightning Bolt on the dragon. That's 120.
Okay, so you'll have to... You can fudge a little bit, so you'll have to spend your round like running back through the ranks.
Okay.
And then make a int check to place the... Actually, no. You can look at where did the giant god of flame come from? You can see that through the rain just fine.
Okay.
Lightning bolt is not a... Well, are you casting lightning or lightning bolt?
Lightning bolt.
Okay. Let me check.
It's got a... The bolt is 10 feet wide by 50 feet long or 5 feet wide and 100 feet long.
guess the dragon's 50 feet long, so yeah, you can hit its tail with that. Why not? All right. You go, you run towards the back, and you cast a lightning bolt over the heads of everybody. There's a lot of ducking.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, a lot of people had ducked anyway, because, you know, dragon and being ordered to. And I bet this is the one fucking thing I didn't write down in the stat block. Okay, so dragons have spell resistance. So first I will roll that. The lightning bolt hits the intrinsic magical nature of a dragon, even a corrupted dragon. And you don't see so much as feel the magic wash off of it.
Aw, man.
This is a big dragon. Actually, make an intelligence check.
An intelligence check? Okay.
Yep.
Second. That's 4 plus 12 is 16, plus 2 is 18.
Okay. At 18, your guess would be that this dragon is about the same age as Shield, at least in size.
Oh, God.
And given the flames, well, flames belong to red dragons and I believe gold dragons, and both of them are known as some of the strongest fighters out of dragons.
Well, of course they are.
So, yeah. This thing is powerful. That's the big thing you get out of this.
Yeah.
You also know it's immune to fire.
It's immune to fire. Well, there you go.
Dragons are usually immune to the thing that they can breathe out at other creatures.
Well, electricity is not the same as fire, so.
No. This is just its inherent spell resistance.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Then I have a better idea of what I might do next time.
So Wealthy's kind of towards the back of the front area of like the front center plaza. OG Vons.
Yo. No.
There's a dragon. Vons.
Yes.
There is in fact a motherfucking dragon.
Dragon's not good. That's not good. Shit.
And you didn't go that far, so I'm going to say you can see it.
Yeah.
At least the silhouette in the rain.
Well, correct me if need be, but he is overlooking the battlefield from a broken column. It's not like super high up, but he's like able.
Yeah, you're about 30 feet up from the ground.
Okay, and still kind of vaguely near the entrance, but
yes,
above it, like overlooking the plaza.
Yeah. And you're actually pretty close to the wingspan of this dragon on its close wing.
Yeah. This is not the best place to be, and
jump on top of it. You'll be a legend.
I have a feeling he'd get thrown off the arcs right away.
You'll die legendarily.
Glue yourself on. As long as you destroy
Vons,
it breaks apart.
Yeah.
And just, you know, tuck and roll when you fall down.
Let's see here. So he's subconsciously just like feeling all over himself to see which what he's got that might take down a dragon. See if he's got a potion of dragon murder.
Sounds Robin, where's my anti-dragon spray?
I'll poop. I think the strongest thing he's got is another thing of Call Lightning, and
I mean, it hits the ground, but currently there's no one alive for you to hit below it. So you just hit the dragon.
I mean, yeah, we could probably splash it on the dragon, but he just saw lightning just kind of roll off of this guy, right?
Make your own intelligence check, and then Aaron, real quick, what did you say?
Oh, I said, but we already have Call Lightning at home.
Yeah.
I mean, he was leaving the house. You don't leave the house without your umbrella, or in this case,
I know
an umbrella to give to others during a lightning storm.
The old lightning umbrella.
So he rolls a 10 with intelligence that should put him at his level. That's 22. Intelligence would put it up to 23.
Okay, you know dragons have an inherent resistance to magic that is not their own or welcomed by them. So, you would guess that's what happened. It's a chance of happening. It's not guaranteed.
Right. It's a good thing I use alchemy and not magic. Stupid magic. Science, where you squeeze a vial and put thoughts into it. That's where the science is. That's power.
Yeah. Scientific things hold thoughts.
Yeah, that sounds so reasonable. Oh my god.
Yes.
Let's see. So yeah, that lightning, well, that lightning didn't work. But yeah, all of this is magic, but he doesn't know that, right? Like,
and you know that even if it was, there's still a good chance of it working.
Well, we're going to try my way, guys. So yeah, it's a whole ass dragon. I bet it's a pretty easy object to hit, right? Like, I imagine its AC is high.
You're basically trying to hit the ground beneath it, actually. Because lightning, call lightning goes down to the ground very specifically, or in this case, the surface of the arcs. So you can just hit the ground below it.
There's already a bunch of call lightning, like, spread out there anyway, right? So
just the one that you threw.
Yeah. And it's bound to fire off again in another, like, 20 rounds, so...
I'm not sure you can concentrate on both of them at once, but I like your optimism. At any rate, you can throw it. It'll be pretty easy for you to hit the area underneath the dragon.
Right, right.
So it takes up a pretty big space.
Let's and call lightning
has, like,
then.
A 10-foot radius, so it's kind of forgiving.
Alrighty, well, we're gonna fling one of those in its general direction.
Alright, roll an attack roll to place this correctly.
All right, the attack roll looks a bit
like... I should say that the first lightning bolt comes down regardless.
Right. So the attack roll looks a lot like a 6 on the die. That's not super high, but we add the 6 to that, and it's ranged, so we add another 1. So that comes out to 13. That's not great.
Okay. And like I said, at this point, it is now windy enough there are penalties. So we take 2 off the top of that, but that's still enough for you to land it right where you wanted it.
All right.
And so now I will roll the dragon spell resistance to start.
Way to go. Big targets.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
It goes. It hits the dragon. You've never seen lightning split in half and crawl around the outside of something before.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what you see as it then goes and slams into the ground, grounding out on the... metal armor, some poor schmuck who got dragoned rather severely.
Well, that's weird. How does it have resistance to science?
Oh, you know, we may never know. We'll have to study it.
I mean, that just, like, brings into question the idea of if you can have spell resistance, can you have science resistance? And do you need both to be protected from everything?
Yes, but it was only added in second edition, so you have to cross-convert everything. All right. So Droa goes and just gets ready for whatever the hell is going to happen next. The eagle-riding caster guy, I think, is going to actually fly up into the clouds for now. So it just goes straight up and disappears. It's the dragon's turn. Oh, boy.
Can you tell us how big is the dragon? Because I have not been understanding how big the dragon actually is.
I just said
enormous.
All right. It is 50 feet long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a yacht.
And for reference, how big is our own beloved shield?
Depends on his mood.
Their mood, their but mood. Sure.
Shield is, according to my character sheet for them, 48 feet long.
Wow.
Oh.
So this is, in fact, slightly bigger than shield.
Well, this isn't some dragon measuring contest.
Not unless everyone agrees to it, beings. But all right, so it's going to go, and I'm actually going to have it roll against the illusion on the door now. First off, general spell resistance. Okay. Yeah. All right. I
don't understand what tone that was,
yeah, that
Ian.
Was, yeah, that was concerning.
This is the, that I was have a... rolled... On a 25% chance, I have rolled it every time against the spells.
Well, there you go.
So it's that level of disbelief.
Okay.
All right. So it concentrates on it. Spell resistance, and if not, its save total, I think, kicks in. I feel like spell resistance should probably apply here. Well, it does today, and I apologize in advance if I retcon that later. Oh, wait. It adds that much to saves. It definitely passes. All right. So you see it go, and... carefully pivot itself towards the door and breathe again. The door cannot make a reflex save. I'm going to roll this one so Adam can see it. Because it's ridiculous.
Oh, Jesus.
And the fun part is that number gets multiplied by 1.5 because the age category of the dragon.
That's ridiculous. That's too many D10.
It is.
Is it 10 D10?
No. You wish it was 10 D10.
Is it 20 D10?
Keep going.
Wow.
Is it 40 D10?
No, not that many. Although we are multiplying this by 1.5, apparently, so.
Wow.
Is it 28 D10?
You're very close, but just over.
Yeah. 27 D10.
26 D10, but
26
yeah.
26 D10. Wow.
Yeah.
This was good audio.
Uh-huh. It was the best audio.
He only rolled 10 on those D10 twice, but then again, he only rolled 1 on those D10 once. So that's the balance. The balance of this is also pretty high for this.
So they depend on who you're referring to, but yeah.
That
one
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking gnarly, dude.
Uh-huh. It's a lot of D10s.
So the total damage to the door, Rick's just senses. It's about halfway down, a little bit more.
Okay. Only I can see the status bar.
Yes. For some reason. Or Cox just hiding in the back yelling at people.
It's because he's one of the overseers.
Uh-huh. That's right. It's one of the things they give you, a little status bar.
Yeah, it's a little magical status bar about the health of the arcs.
It's like Valheim. You can go around and see all the structures. All right. So that happens. Everybody make wisdom checks.
Yay. I love to do a wisdom check. Jesse got a 25 on a prime.
26 on a not prime.
Grix got a 29 on a not prime, and Steamboat got a 13 on a not prime.
I think I'm in the math. I think I'm in the 15 range here. Yeah.
Seems about right. And then for a cool range?
Oh, yeah. I guess he exists too.
Sometimes.
Oh, cool range somehow is not doing too bad here. That's 29.
Okay. Everybody but Steamboat.
Uh-huh.
You can hear something happening more than see it, but you see many, many, many of those large boxes dropping out of the clouds, or the approaching figures of some of those giant birds, the giant rocks flying in with new ones, and getting ready to pitch them onto the... And basically everything starts dropping in or getting pitched onto the Ark's front, as well as numerous eagles with riders and all of that. Basically, what you saw before, this is probably at least 3 times as many units. However, when everything's about 20 feet up, Grix and Wealthy, time freezes for you.
Oh, shit.
And you hear a very polite voice.
Oh, shit.
Tell you, according to the terms of your eternal ultimate license agreement,
yeah, the ULA. Yeah.
Due to non-payment of magical powers, penalties are being assessed with interest.
Oh, no.
We have attempted to contact you by mailing you at the connection point you took into our domain. For those of you that have forgotten, that's underwater in a tunnel. But having received no response and no payment, we are afraid we must now, for your convenience, automatically debit it from the nearest appropriate source.
So that mail is not only piling up, it's damp.
Right? It's awful.
And so what are we supposed to pay?
You'd promised a share of magical power as one of the things you'd thrown out there, and never paid it. So, it's being assessed with interest, and it's had a while to accumulate. Wealthy, you hear in your head Misty say, "Ah, jeez. This isn't going to be good."
No, it's not!
Which is right, when time unfreezes. And you know that feeling about an elevator falling that was mentioned when you started descending? Well, that happens again, because the payment has apparently been taken from the nearest available magical source, which is pretty much the stuff running the arcs at once.
Oh, no!
Not a dragon. No, not going to take the payment from the fucking magical dragon.
Well, you guys, they didn't have the authority to sign over the dragon.
I didn't have authority to sign over the arcs either!
No, but Grix did, to some extent.
Not back then.
You signed it as an engineer, I think, and so...
Did I? Shit.
Yeah.
Well, and now you're like a congressman, so...
Yeah, but, you know.
So, things start free-falling for a second, but not 100% evenly. Apparently, it's not quite as convenient as they would have liked. Because the whole arcs pitches.
Oh, God.
Forward and to the right. Everybody make dexterity saves.
Oh, shit.
Forward and to the right. Why does that sound familiar? Is that the Zapruder film?
Or? Oh, that's not good.
Adam, if it is, it wasn't intentional.
Grix did great. He rolled 29.
I think it is. I think that is from the Zapruder film.
Acetone killed JFK.
Jesse got a 21.
Okay, we're rolling for what now?
You're rolling dexterity saving throws. So Grix got a 29. What did Steamboat, you don't need to do this because you're in the air.
Yeah, Steamboat's flying.
Nacho dex roll, that would be a 22 at least. Animal whatevers, if they matter. And Cool Ranch got a 17? 18? 18.
Okay. And then I guess Cedro is making the save this time. But Wealthy, what do you get on a d20?
I got a 9. I rolled a 2, and I have a negative 8. My dexterity is capped at 8, which gives a negative 1
okay,
modifier.
So you end up getting a total of 20, because I'm just using your level, and Cedro is in the suit, same as you. So, although you're very heavy, which might actually work in your favor here. So, Jesse, Cool Ranch, and, well, Cedroa with Wealthy along for the ride. The arcs pitches forward to the right. It becomes a very steep slope as you start dropping. When you start dropping, you have that nice inertia working for you. But the arcs does stop after several seconds with a sickening, well, sudden stop. And all of you hit and are trying to keep your balance on the slick terrain. And yeah, Jesse and Cool Ranch Fawns and Cedroa, you lose your footing and you start sliding towards the front. Cool Ranch specifically, make a dexterity check.
Okay.
Because you were sneaking up towards the front and towards the catapult, which was right next to the railing.
Well, what did I say I got last time? A 17? No, wait, I would have gotten an 18, yeah. So this time it would be a 17.
Okay.
Yes, 17, yeah.
Cool Ranch, you go, you stumble, and you were pretty close to the front because you were going for that other catapult. And so you pitch over the railing and scramble at it with claws, and you feel yourself losing your grip. And that's where we'll pick up next time. Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter at @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. And that's where we'll pick up next time.
Okay, they literally wanted to have a cliffhanger this time.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where's Nara? Nara shows up.
Where is Nara?
You start yelling, Nara, you're supposed to be here.
Wouldn't surprise me in the least if Nara was the dragon.
The shadow dragon?
Yeah, somehow.